This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program in North Dakota. Gosh, we can't say that without being extraordinarily grateful for the wonderful audience that makes it happen each and every weekday right here on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO The Flag West in the Bakken, and KLPC on the Western Edge in Dickinson. If you tell us what radio station you're listening to during the program, you got another, a little while ago. You can do the same thing for Todd later on K-Fire Cafe, if there's any left. We got two My Pillows gone already out of our four. We still have plenty of bacon. We got six pounds of bacon. Cloverdale bacon, not just any bacon. The Cloverdale bacon. And the Viking socks are gone. Our little buddy from Zap. They're gone. I mean, the Viking socks went out the door. That little guy, was he cute? Was he cute? Really, I guess his dad is a big, big listener. So his sister said, "Dad called, said we got to come over here." And so we're sending Dad some bacon too. My favorite part of that conversation was saying, "What's the zip and zap?" Yeah, that was kind of fun. I was writing down the address there for. Anyway, you like that, Todd?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
It's Friday. It doesn't take much to amuse me. It's the North Dakota One Call, Call 811 Day at the North Dakota State Fair. It's actually 811 Day at the fair. But we want to remind you to call 811 before you dig. We are under the big tent, and there are prizes galore. We're going to give away the first set of concert tickets. Jake Owen tonight, Kiss tomorrow night. Which show do you want to go to? Get to the big tent here at the North Dakota State Fair and get registered on a little iPad, and every 81.1 minutes, they're giving away a pair of tickets to Jay Cohen and Kiss. So it's great. A little concert action tonight. There's also T-shirts and reusable totes that are really nice. The folks from MDU just gave me a wonderful little hot cold pack. That's really cool. Way to go, MDU. Those things are neat. So we're having a lot of fun here. We're going to get back to the phones, talk about what happened last night at the North Dakota Republican, the Democratic National Convention. North Dakota Republican Convention was months ago. I don't know where that came from. And the National Republican Convention last week, the Hillary's big show was last night. Did you watch? What do you think of it? Or anything else on your mind? Anything's welcome. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Somebody texted Todd, "Hey, shout out to my mom listening in Quakertown, Pennsylvania on iHeartRadio." See, it's just not five states and two Canadian provinces. You can take us anywhere you go on vacation. You can go on vacation.
It worked in Cancun when I was there.
But you can't take a vacation for what's on your mind. Come on. Work with us, people. Exactly. Another texter. Have either of you been on I-94 east of Bismarck where they resurfaced it? I can't see how they got away with messing it up that bad. First time changing lanes, I almost went into the ditch. The lines are so uneven. When you change lanes, you drop like 2 or 3 inches and it throws you, especially driving a truck. What the heck is that about? Anything you want to talk about, have at it, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email to Rod. Email, did you ever receive answers to your questions Wednesday on wind tax credits? I'll call in if you haven't. I'm not listening in the area today. iHeartRadio.
Well, that's not,
Rod.
I was going to say, yeah, that's not true.
No, we did get answers from Congressman Kramer about that, and the tax credits are enormous. So while it isn't boatloads of cash in the form of a check being written to anybody, it's less money coming into the Treasury. So there are significant federal tax credits for wind development. Yes, we did get an answer. Okay, so let's see here. Who wants to chat on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? Shane in Williston is next. He wants to talk about 811. And good thing, Shane, we're going to get to you in a second here because Kevin Archer is going to chat with me here too. He's the expert. Tom and Hazen. Jamie and Bismarck and Don on the road. We're going to get to you right now, though. Kevin Archer is here, one of our hosts for this wonderful event we're doing at the North Dakota State Fair today. Kevin is the chair of the Common Ground Alliance. Hey, Kevin, thanks for having us back.
It's It's going to be a good year.
Thanks for coming, he said, if you didn't hear that. And the honor's all ours. It's a lot of fun. You guys put on a good party here at the fair.
Yeah, we'd like to give a lot of things away, but the main message is 811. Call before you dig. We don't want anyone getting hurt.
What is the Common Ground Alliance?
It's a group of facility and anybody that has stake in digging, whether it be facility owners to emergency services to anyone that would deal with digging. We all get together quarterly. We talk about issues, how we can make it better, what's not safe, what's safe.
Yeah, it's really proactive.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not waiting for something to happen.
Yeah,
we
all want to get together and meet first and before something happens so we know, you know, and trying to avoid that to happen.
And a lot of times it's companies who are paying you to do a job that lend you to this operation.
Absolutely.
And health, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We all work for companies, and then the CGA or Common Ground Alliance is a totally volunteer organization of companies.
Let's see what Shane's question is here, because he'd be the pro to answer it. Shane in Williston on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Shane.
Just wanted to let you know it's Kane, C-A-I-N.
Got it. Okay, Kane, go ahead.
It's no big deal. I just want to let you know I've been using 811 for a long, long time, an oil field and in my personal place. I just called it there the other weekend, and I was just going to put one fence post in my backyard, and it's right in the middle of my yard. Shouldn't be anything there. I called 811, and it happens to be that's where all of my lines go, within that 8 inches. So I'm very glad I called. It's a very good organization that helps out even homeowners and big organizations, and I sure appreciate everything they do. That's basically what I was calling, is that they've helped me. I was about to make a bad decision there, I'm sure, but I've used them forever, and I thank God that I used them at my house as well.
Well, we appreciate you calling. I mean, that's a story right there. That's a testament to why we're here. You know, everyone thinks they know exactly where their lines are in their yards, and even myself sometimes I think I know where that line is, but call 811.
One post. That's all I was going to do.
And that could have changed your life. One post could have changed your life.
That's right. All three of my power, my gas, and my telephone line all in right in the same area.
No, I'm so glad you called 811, and that testimony is awesome. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, no problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Shane. Kane, sorry. I was looking at my call screen there. I appreciate the call very much, Kane. Call again, 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Still have Cloverdale bacon. If you stop by and tell us which radio station you're listening to during What's on Your Mind, or if they still remain during K-Fire Cafe later with Todd. And there are all kinds of freebies in here and goodies, and we also have two sets of my pillows left as well. So just tell us what station you're listening on. Exactly right. Kevin just raised his hand.
Yeah. I'm listening to 550.
It's for our listeners outside of the North Dakota State Fair. We want them to come to the State Fair, and actually come to the tent and check everything out. Speaking of which, just describe what's all going on here, all the different informational booths and things you have happening here.
Yeah, we have all the companies. We have about 20 companies that do that sponsored the 811 Day today here at the fair. And they all have giveaways and stuff to promote 811 and their companies. It's a great opportunity. We probably have about, 150 people in here right now, and it's a great time. We want more. Throughout the day, we'll be giving out tickets every 81.1 minutes, starting at 10:45, I think, is the first drawing, and it'll be great.
Half hour away, we'll have that first drawing for concert tickets. It's real easy, too. You just come in, have a little iPad, you put in your name and address, and then they contact you back, so... if you're headed for the North Dakota State Fair today, look for the tent first, and then right by the food. That's what I'm kind of fired up about.
Yeah, it's right by the food.
I mean, look at them. Like Chinese Food Express, there's pork chop sandwiches, there's crab fritters, just all within my eyesight here. Smoothies and corn dogs and footlongs and, you know.
That's why you come to the fair, right, for food.
Big time.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I can't figure this out. My daughter's along. She said, the rides. All she cares about, the rides. Right? For me, it's the food.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. If I had the food and then went on the ride, it'd be a bad thing.
It would not be a pretty situation. Well, thanks for all you do at the Common Ground Alliance. Appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Kevin Archer, chairman of the Common Ground Alliance, one of our sponsors here today on What's on Your Mind. Let's go. So, Tom and Hazen, I'm sorry. Did you finish? Did you get a chance to say everything you wanted to say?
Not exactly. I've been hanging out like a bad odor trying to wait for you to come back.
That's all right. Sorry, we got a crazy day here, but I forgot I wanted to give you a minute to finish up your thought there if I didn't give you enough time.
Okay. I appreciate your program. We've been talking a lot about politics this morning, but I kind of wanted to get off track a little bit and talk about something else. about the terrorist attacks that are going on, whether against police officers or against the public in general. Speaking from the point of view of a military veteran and a veteran of over three decades in law enforcement, if you find yourself under attack by someone in a public place, you're going to be terrified, but you need to use that energy that your body generates at that moment and gather yourself up and attack your attacker. If you throw a bottle at them, a chair at them, while you're attacking them, it's going to distract them.
Yeah, no, good point. And sadly, we need to think about this. We need to think about this in this day and age. And speaking of the attacks, another one today. San Diego Police Department, police officer involved Thursday night shooting has died.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once, and you'll be a customer for life. So Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As the song from the musical Hamilton goes, let us gladly join the fight. Let our legacy be about planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. That's why we're here, not just in this hall, but on this earth.
Hillary Clinton at last night's Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. You know what the best news of the North Dakota State Fair on a Friday is? That convention's over. That convention's over. We're done. It's no more. So we don't have to hear any more. Oh, but wait, there's a campaign. I guess it will continue. Well, Pat Wheeler from Burlington brought up his grandkids, and they're all behind me. His daughter and grandkids. And did you get the picture of everybody, Haley? It was a good. Okay, I guess we did it. I wasn't even posing, but say hi, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for stopping by. You're on the radio. Yep. High fives all around. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great time at the fair. Absolutely. A lot of folks stopping by already, and they opened the gates up just 21 minutes ago. So there goes yet another Cloverdale Bacon gift pack on us. There's more waiting for you. You know, stop by the fair in the 811 tent. Call before you dig and tell me which radio station you listen to What's On Your Mind on. And you got one of the freebies. Viking socks, gone. Two sets of MyPillow, gone. Bunch of bacon, gone. But there's some more, so come on by and see us. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Did you ever talk about a war on coal last night, Todd? Were you talking about that earlier? We don't have that clip, but I might have glazed over that.
I was on the phone, so I wasn't intently listening, but the phrase was from blank country, whatever that blank was. I didn't catch that. To coal country. That's the phrase I was really surprised to have heard, given her past statements about coal.
So she was saying, you need me if you're from coal country, you need me if you're from, you know, oil country, whatever.
From blank country to coal country.
Now, maybe somebody heard that. I wonder how many people in the coal universe are going to go to the polls and vote for Hillary Clinton. I think 10%.
It's probably going to take more than one statement in one speech. But
when you look at, you know, and what last night was about, really, if you analyze it, was she knows she has the hard left, okay? She needs more than ever to try and say, hey, coal miners, I'm with you too. Hey, you know, Second Amendment folks, I'm with you too. It's a fraud. It's a joke. It's laughable. But
she has to say it, though.
Right. And the fact that she's trying as hard as she is suggests, I think, they view themselves in some measure of trouble. But speaking of coal, SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website we talk about. Coalition for Secure Energy Future is a sponsor of this program. And I really, really, really want you to think about this. Now, you might think, well, you know, look, I work at a grocery store. Why do I need to worry about coal? Well, if the grocery store pays more for electricity, maybe they have to hire less people or lay you off. Okay, now it affects you. If you go home and get your power bill from MDU or whoever and see it goes up because of the clean power bill, now it affected you. You have less money for going to the North Dakota State Fair. This is why
it matters. If the price is up and then it closes because it goes out of business, that affects you, right?
The cost of everything goes up, okay? Cost of everything goes up. So that's why it matters. So get engaged and also tell your lawmakers, hey, I don't want my power bill to go up. I want reliable energy. And do it at SecureEnergyFuture.org.
So did you basically just say all coal matters?
It does, yep. Hey, Scott, could you offer free tickets, says a texter, to Heidi Heitkamp for that Hillary's America movie, then get her to give an on-air movie review? Let's get her to go see it, says Chris. I'll invite her. I don't know if she might. I will. And then, you know, she left the convention early. She wasn't there for the nominating night. I mean, I don't think she's welded to Hillary Clinton. I know, and part of that is politically motivated by Heidi Heitkamp, certainly. But I give her some credit for not being a rah-rah Hillary person. Maybe she'd go and she can say how much of that she believes or doesn't. I saw somebody the other day at the Peacock Alley. He's having lunch with my friend Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. And a fella came up and said, hey, here is $7. Give it to anybody that says they won't go to Hillary's America because they can't afford it. I want to pay for it. So I still have that.
Ooh,
I could offer that for Heidi. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to the phones. Lots of great texts and emails and fun today. Don's on the road. Wants to tell me what station he's looking to. Don, where are you?
Well, I'm just about the Mercer.
Beautiful. What station are you listening to?
I am listening to KFYR 550 AM, the voice of the Northern Plains. I listen to you every day.
Said very well, my friend. Said very well. The flagship of the What's On Your Mind network. That's beautiful. Why did you want to tell me what you're listening to?
Well, because I like bacon, and I've never had Cloverdale bacon.
Oh my gosh. Well, this little contest was for people who are coming to the fair today. Are you coming to the fair?
Well, if it weren't harvest season, probably. But
well, we got to
get there.
Yeah, good point. You're harvesting. Are you actually harvesting? I see a lot of wheat's going.
I'm hauling corn from last year's harvest, so we've got room in the bins for this year's harvest.
Makes sense. I saw a lot of folks spraying yesterday too, all in Apache sprayers too. Amazing, they're everywhere.
Well,
we have started harvesting.
We've cut barley and we've got some wheat so far.
I can't tell you how much I love just hearing from, because I drive a lot in every corner of North Dakota, and I just soak it in. I love it, but I'm a novice as to, you know, what the timing and when things are staged and everything else. I just love the activity, so I love little reports like this to know exactly what you're doing. So all the growers out there, all those farmers and ranchers, I didn't know that you're not boring us when you just tell us what you're doing today, because that's obviously what's on your mind. And because you did, Don, we're going to send you some Cloverdale bacon. The only guy that's going to get it without coming to the fair today, okay?
Okay, before I go, I want to ask a question.
Lay it on me.
Last night's DNC, she stated in her speech that she's not here to take away our Second Amendment rights. She's not here to take away our guns. She's going to keep them out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them. I agree with that. That's awesome. How's she going to do it?
Precisely.
Amen, brother.
And really think about that question. No program's going to do that.
Not
you know what I mean?
Candidate. Both of them want the same thing, but they can't tell us how they're going to do it.
Because you can't do it. We live in a free society, and if people are intent on harming someone, it's their heart you got to worry about. It's their mind you got to worry about. The idea that, you know, nobody blames the car when there's an accident, but they blame a gun in a nanosecond. It's the stupidest thing on the face of the earth. But
it sure is.
We're on the same page there. Hang on. We'll get your address. We can mail that off to you, and good luck on harvest. Appreciate you calling. Jamie in Bismarck is calling to say he now is voting with Hillary because of what she said last night about the Second Amendment. Is that why you're calling, Jamie?
Yeah, global warming's real, too.
Yeah, okay. You got anything else you want to switch on?
Well, Scott, you know, it gets old having a commander refute everything. These leftists like Hillary say when they claim to support the Second Amendment, but I'm going to have to do it. So here goes. She said she's not out to repeal the Second Amendment. Well, you know, she agrees with all the leftist Supreme Court justices who said Scalia got it wrong, and she said it herself that I was a twisted person. That's not your individual, right? She wants to try the Australian forced buyback here, which, if anybody knows anything about it, was basically a forced confiscation. If you didn't give your gun back and they gave you a little money for it.
All right, hang on, Jamie. Hang on. Sorry to do this to you, but this is good stuff, folks. Stay tuned. Grab a pen. Jamie will give you some good ammo. You know what I'm saying? You know, the kind you can use with the folks that are fawning over. Do you get that? Yeah, okay. More coming up from the North Dakota State Fair on What's On Your Mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Who never, ever gives up, and who believes that we can always do better when we come together and we work together. I hope that my children will someday be as proud of me as I am of my mom.
Chelsea Clinton, the daughter of obviously Bill and Hillary Clinton, who... You know, it's impossible not to see the children of presidential candidates up there. And I try very hard to set aside the politics and say, man, number one, they're not the candidate, right? They're not in that world. Obviously, you're in that world when your son or daughter, in her case, my gosh, and she's been little, moved into the White House and Arkansas and everything else. So she's been a part of it. But, I mean, I thought a warm speech about her mother, who she clearly loves, and that's cool. And I said the same about Trump's kids. I think that's kind of neat. I mean, to me, sort of separate out the politics when you've got a child of a candidate up there, and that was Chelsea's contribution to the big event in Philadelphia. 800-228-0550. We are live at the North Dakota State Fair because today is 811 day at the fair. We want you to call 811 before you dig. That's why we are here telling you about it. And a group of folks have come together to put this on, including the North Dakota One Call, as well as the Common Ground Alliance and the North Dakota Pipeline Association. We're going to chat with the folks in the North Dakota Pipeline Association in a minute and get to more of your calls. Lots of calls between now and the top of the hour, and I've got lines open on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 for you to tell me what's ever on your mind this morning. All right? Or text Todd. 701-226-8503. Jamie and Bismarck, before the break, was going through a litany of responses to Hillary Clinton on the Second Amendment last night, and I said grab a pen because I think, you know, it's important to engage on some of these issues. Hillary tried very hard last night on a number of issues to say, hey, those of you who think I'm against you, I'm not against you. And that's when you really need to say, well, wait a minute here. Let's get to the facts. What was... Or some other examples where you think she needed to be refuted, Jamie?
Well, Scott, a couple more things here. I'll go a little farther on that Australian forced buyback that she thought would be a good idea here. You know, when they did that, everybody turned in there. Well, the ones didn't hide them, I guess, but what good does that do if you hide them? You never get to shoot them anyways. But, you know, when they turned them in, it was all the semi-automatic rifles. But now, you know, that wasn't enough, which it never would be for people like Hillary. Now they're trying to ban pump shotguns and lever axes down, you know, like a 30-30 old Festus had on Gunsmoke or whatnot. The background check thing, all these mass shooters. I mean, I can go through a list of all these guys. You know, they all pass background checks. That's not going to stop anything. And Europe's, you know, France... you know, the Netherlands, all these places where all these terrorists got full automatic AK-47s. You can't even legally buy them guns in those countries, but yet they got them. So, I mean, it's good. You know, what good did that do? The same thing would happen here. But Hillary Clinton hasn't met a piece of gun control legislation that's anti-Second Amendment that she hasn't liked. I mean, she loves all of it. And Obama said the same thing when he went in. I mean, I had sensible people try and tell me, no, he said he supports, he just wants common sense legislation. To them, common sense legislation is we give up more of our Second Amendment rights and they don't give anything. What have people like Hillary Clinton ever gave up to find quote unquote common ground with the gun owner? They don't give anything up. We got to give something up.
Well, and let's just unpack that a second.
Sure.
If you say, well, I'm for common sense gun legislation, and anybody says, well, I'm going to be for her because she's for common sense legislation, we'll be common sense about it. I mean, if we are so naive as to take somebody's label like that and then take comfort that, no, all they want is, I mean, what's common sense should be the natural first question. What do you, common sense tells me if a person has a hard heart, is intent on evil, they're going to accomplish it no matter the object they accomplish it with. A priest in Normandy, France this week, saying mass, had his head literally removed via a knife. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's next? What's behind that?
Okay.
I mean, you take what happened in Nice, France. A gentleman behind a sick, twisted individual pledging his allegiance to ISIS mows down families at a fireworks celebration. So tell me the common sense that prevents that.
And then what about this last weekend in Japan where that guy went in and killed how many people with just a knife? I don't know what it was, 12, 15 people and wounded 30 others.
Right, but I think your point, Jamie, is very well taken. You got to have the facts. I'm glad you refute this stuff. I just want people, when they hear these buzz phrases, to think about them a little bit and then engage. That's extremely important. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a good defender of that Second Amendment. We appreciate the fact you're out there.
Thanks,
okay,
Scotty. You keep up the good work yourself.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Couldn't be any better. I'm at the North Dakota State Fair, although I just learned that the Midway does not open until 1 o'clock. And if you don't think I have a 13-year-old that's ready to scream since I told her, I'm yours at 11. She's got 2 hours to
cool her heels. Stick someplace then.
So no, I said we're gonna go check out the livestock. We're gonna go find some. I'm gonna go milk a cow. Done that here before, but anyway, let me tell you a little bit about another one of our fine hosts here under the big tent of the North Dakota State Fair. Art Haskins is here with the North Dakota Pipeline Association. How are you, Art?
Doing great.
Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes here today on the program. What is the North Dakota Pipeline Alliance or the association?
Yeah, Pipeline Association is made up of the pipelines in the state, primarily coming together for education purposes. So we want to we primarily host education for the first responders. So when we have pipelines through neighborhoods and through areas, we need to train the firefighters, EMS, and law enforcement on how to respond in case of the rare event of a release from a pipeline.
So rather than having to do that company by company or whatever, you're kind of a catch-all, I guess. Huh? Makes it more efficient for everybody?
Much more efficient. You know, like McKenzie County has 18 transmission pipelines, and so a fire chief would be overwhelmed by 18 companies trying to meet. This way we have a dinner. They come in, they get some education, some food, and some handouts from the companies, and they get they're all prepared for in case there's a response.
What's the biggest issue that you find they need education on? In other words, what's unique to responding to a pipeline that they wouldn't find at a business or a home or whatever?
There's not much. It's just the preparation, right? So you have to be aware that they're there. They're underground. There's a little above ground sign that tells the company the emergency contact and what kind of product is there. But if you're not paying attention to those types of things, you're not prepped for it, you don't know where they're at. So we just primarily tell them that we're in your neighborhood and look for your signs. And then we individually and as a group, we provide lots of education just so they can prepare for that.
Free T-shirts for the first 811 folks to come in. We're going to draw in a moment for the first set of concert tickets. There'll be a dozen of those that'll go throughout the day, every 81.1 minutes. So get here and get registered. There's a lot of free stuff. You have the best T-shirt here. Keep calm and call 811. I like that one.
Yeah, all the companies that are part of the association also have booths here and are giving away trinkets as well. So
a lot of stuff.
Yep.
What company are you with?
I'm with Enbridge Pipelines. Mm-hmm. We have some cups and some magnets and that kind of stuff.
Always good stuff at Enbridge.
Yep.
Right? Sounds good. Nice to meet you. Thanks, Art.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. Art Haskins, North Dakota Pipeline Association. Back to the phones, Ray and Mandan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Everything's fired up. But anyway, yeah. I'd like to give an overview of Clinton, you know. All through their convention, they were praising her like a god, you know. Like, she saved so many lives. She did all these things where she saved all these people. She saved their lives. And that's all what was going on there. And then turn around, you know, when she made her big speech, well, she started with all that stuff, how she saved everybody, you know. She did everything, all these miracles, you know. They made it sound like she was doing miracles in a way. And so now, then she turns around after she says all that stuff, and then she turns around and says how she, when she's a president, how she's going to save so many lives and do all these beautiful things for people. I mean, she's just going to do everything. You know, they got herself like a god, you know. That's the way they portrayed everything, the overall view of everything. And those people buy right into it. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
good luck,
you,
people.
Good luck, people. Yep. Appreciate the call, the comments. Thank you. I would also say I think there's an element of that in politics in general that transcends a particular party. Right? That people are put on a bit of a pedestal and, you know, egos get large and you get snootful of yourself and there's power. You know, there's just flat out, you know, corruption in that power. And it happens in many, many levels. Eddie in Battle Lake, Minnesota. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go, Eddie.
Hi. Hey, just a comment, looking back, sad day, the election of 2008, and what Obama's done to the country. We'll have the same with Hillary. And I see on Fox News last night that they are portrayed as the party of love. They're going to love us, going to solve everything. Well, then I say we get rid of the Secret Service, everybody lays down their guns, and we'll just live in a happy world forever. And comment number two, I challenge any politician that thinks this $20 trillion debt is nothing. And I suggest they sit down and write from number one with a pen and pencil to $20 trillion and then tell me how much money it is. So that's my comment.
I appreciate the call and some really, really good points without question. Thanks, Eddie. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I'm reading a book by Charles Murray. I really like Charles Murray a lot. A friend of mine that is a, how do I describe him? You don't know him. It doesn't matter. But he's in the talk radio world, very close with Bill Bennett and a few others. Turned me on to Charles Murray. And he's written a book called Losing Ground. He wrote a book called Coming Apart. Really, really a good book on the whole racial divide. And he's a social scientist, but his new book is called By the People, Rebuilding Liberty Without Permission. And it talks about the bigger issue. There's, you know, it talks about the place we are, which is not good, but it basically says because of technology, we really have an opportunity to right-size this because technology siphons power from the bureaucratic government agencies and puts it in the hands of you and I, individuals, communities, and the people across the political spectrum, really getting more and more alienated from a regulatory state. So that's a good thing anyway, just a little book suggestion for you. More coming up.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Sam Markell. Many soybeans in the state were injured by hail last week, raising many good questions about diseases and fungicide applications. A study was recently conducted in Iowa that investigated the effects of a fungicide, pyraclostrobin, on hail-injured soybeans. To injure the soybeans, the researchers created a PTO-powered ice thrower. The ice thrower was used to simulate hail on soybeans at growth stages R1, which is beginning flower, or R4, which is full pod. They applied a fungicide at R3, which is early pod. The results showed that a fungicide application made before or after the hail simulation event provided little yield-preserving or disease-limiting benefits when foliar disease severity was low, which is commonly the case in North Dakota soybeans. For more information, including a video demonstration of the ice thrower in action, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At the North Dakota State Fair on What's on Your Mind on the legendary Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken from the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson as well. One last check at Vikings training camp before the weekend as they kick things off. And also wrap things up here for our part of the broadcast, although this fun at the North Dakota State Fair 811 day, the fair continues all day long, so hope you're going to come on in. Todd will be here broadcasting live at the K-Fire Cafe a little later on. You can come by and see Todd, the radio god, live and in person. And I think we're just about to give away our last prize of the day because this young lady looks like she wants to say something on the radio. What's your name, ma'am?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great.
Where are you from?
Cafe.
You are?
Yeah.
That's a nice little community.
It's small.
It's small. Do you have a water tower in Cathay?
You know, actually, I live out in the country outside of Cathay, so.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
No. Kevin Kramer's a friend of mine, a congressman from North Dakota, and he said to me the other day, he said, you travel so much, and every corner of the state, what you ought to do is take a picture of every water tower. And I was in the next town east from Surrey, which would be what? Norwich. I was in Norwich, and there's no water tower. So I was right there, I talked to him, and said, well, your theory just went out the window. I'm going to have to do something different. So I have to find out what there is for sure one thing other than every town and take a picture. So I was just kind of curious because I'd come to campus.
That's an interesting idea, though.
Yeah. So I might take it on. Anyway, what station do you listen to?
KFYR.
550 KFYR.
550 KFYR.
Were you planning to come to the fair today or happen to be listening on your way in, or what was the plan?
I was listening, but I've been here all week. I'm a vendor, so.
Oh, are you? Very good. So you got to listen, find out what we were doing.
Yep.
Very
yep.
cool. Would you like MyPillow?
I would.
It's yours. We're gonna give you a MyPillow. Thank you for listening. That's the last one, you know.
Awesome.
Right out the door, the Cloverdale Bacon slide. I got a couple more Cloverdale Bacons I'm going to pull out of my surprise package for Todd because I didn't want him to feel left out.
Yeah. On the bacon would be good, but it's a little hard to sleep on. So.
That's true, yeah. You sleep better after bacon, though. If you have bacon, to, yes. you know, good, hearty, you know, Cloverdale Bacon meal, then you're good, exactly. Well, it's nice to meet you, and enjoy your MyPillow.
Thank you.
Where are you? You said you're a vendor. What are you doing at the fair?
I'm selling for the company that I represent. We sell spices and olive oils and balsamic vinegars. And
where are you selling those?
In the Commercial 3 building.
Sounds good. Very good. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch. All right. Man, it's been fun meeting lots of great listeners. And we've been talking about the Democratic National Convention. We've been talking about 8-1 one day at the fair. We've been talking about Minnesota Vikings. In fact, the first prize was a pair of Viking socks we gave away today. And our own Andy Rickoff is down in Mankato at Vikings training camp. I'm sorry to say, folks, it's here July, and the Vikes start training camp. Can you believe it? Andy, what's happening down there?
Yeah, not just starting training camp, but first preseason game just a handful of days away, August 12th, first game, so... They're going through practice right now. Scott, Teddy Bridgewater taking his first snaps of the walk-through practice today. They'll have another practice later today, some interviews in between that. But the offense and the defense on the field for the first time this season right now.
Any questions that you've been asking of Teddy or Zimmer or any of the coaches or players that, you know, the answer surprised you so far? Are they kind of giving you the company line?
I've just been the company line. If you want something that's a good story that we heard from yesterday, though, you got to go to the new guy, the new offensive lineman, Alex Boone. Definitely going to be a fan favorite here, Scott. He gave us definitely the line of the day when he said he was asked about Mike Zimmer and the coaching styles and if he thought his personality meshed with Zimmer's. And his answer was that he thinks it was the exact opposite, which got a little chuckle. But he said that if he married Coach Zimmer, that they'd make a pretty good couple. And so that was definitely the line of training camp so far. Alex Boone going to be a guy that is going to be a crowd favorite for sure.
That's pretty good, although it's sure to prompt some protests soon of some kind, I'm sure.
It makes Brown noising up to a whole other level, for sure.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Andy, well, be well down there, and say hi to Teddy for us.
Will do.
All right, fantastic. Andy Rickoff been updating us on Minnesota Vikings training camp, and he's right at that first preseason game. And I actually am excited for the Vikes in this season, but a little depressed that we're hearing about it already in July, as we always do. Jane and Bismarck got you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Hannity had on a feller. He was a former Secret Service officer, Gary Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, and he protected Hillary for quite a number of years, and he says she is not the person she comes across as. He says she's not a leader, she's dishonest, she lies, and she treated them like crap. Actually, I guess. And he says her behavior is dangerous. If anybody wants to look it up on the computer, I just did. I looked up his name and Hannity show, and it'll show what he's got to say about her.
He has a book out.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I have to tell you, I do have a little bit of a problem with somebody that is in that bubble that then writes a book, no different than I would if somebody did it about George W. Bush. I just
uh-huh.
it's a professional conduct question. However. Independently of this book and this guy, I happen to know some individuals who have top clearance and have been in the White House in the Clinton years and would tell you almost chapter and verse similar stories.
Right.
That are pretty extraordinary. And she had total disdain for anybody in uniform.
I tell you, if this woman gets in, I, for one, am going to be sick. Honest to God. I'm worried.
Well, just do everything in your power to talk to folks so it doesn't happen. I mean, I agree with you. I worry about it. I'm concerned about my kids and their kids, and that's why we need to talk to folks, engage in the process, and inform and entertain along the way, which we try and do right here on What's On Your Mind. God bless you from the North Dakota State Fair. It's 811 day. See ya. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower. You use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.